You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Ah, yes, and good morning, Roman Coz. How are you?
Good morning, Peter, and good morning to our listeners. Looks like we've got a bit of a scorcher coming up today by the sound of it.
Yes, going to be a bit warmish, but never mind. It's summer. We've got to expect that.
And we've got air conditioning, which will save us very much so.
Yeah, too true. You're exactly right there.
Peter, last week I left the listeners hanging, and I mentioned today I'm going to be talking about one of the greatest musical, video, TV and film choreographers in history, and I don't think I'm wrong when I go through it. She was born Antonio Cristina Basilotto, and we know her as Toni Basil, who was born on September the 22nd, 1943, which makes her just a casual 78.
Goodness me. There you go.
The years did go by. Her mum was a vaudeville acrobatic comedian who was actually born in New Zealand. And her mother's sisters, that's Tony's mother's sisters, were from Sydney. So there's an Australian connection. Her dad was an orchestra leader who was born in Sicily. So some unusual breeding there, New Zealand, Sicily.
Yeah, that's a little different, but never mind.
Just a tad. At high school, she was the lead cheerleader at Las Vegas High School. She was that good, it led to a dancing role on a TV series in America called Shindig. It was a sort of a musical variety show, went for a couple of years. That same year, she choreographed parts of what was called a concert film, the Teenage Music International Show, or TAMI as it was the acronym that it was. And in that show, there were people like the Beach Boys, Chuck Berry, James Brown, Marvin Gaye, Leslie Gore, Jan and Dean, the Rolling Stones and Supremes, and she helped choreograph some of their movements in it. So a terrific beginning for a young 21-year-old.
Yeah, kind of heard of some of those people, haven't we?
Yes, we may have heard of a couple of them.
I reckon.
She became the lead dancer in a 1964 beach party film called Pajama Party, one of those Annette Funicello films of the early mid-60s. She choreographed the film called The Head, which featured the Monkees, and she partnered Davy Jones in a song called Daddy's the Song. She had choreographic type of work in The American Graffiti in 74, the film The Rose, both those Legally Blonde films of the early 2000s. She also toured with David Bowie in one of his early concerts in 1974 and then again in 1987. And in the 2000s, she spent several years with Bette Midler, Tina Turner, and she also was one of seven original people involved in a dance group, a street dance group called Lockers, who toured with Frank Sinatra and ended up at Carnegie Hall. For those who don't know, street dancing is just that sort of break dance. You know, those kids roll around on the ground and do all sorts of gymnastics that you and I...
I just look at that and go, now, how the devil did they do that?
Oh, it's fantastic, you know. It's frightening sometimes what they do.
You're dead set right. I don't think I could have ever done it even when I was their age. But,
no, I don't think so either. I totally agree. Look, she choreographed in 2019 at the age of 75. Quentin Tarantino had her do the choreography for the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So quite a girl as far as the choreography is concerned. Now, she's not just the one-trick pony. Singing career in 1966, she had a song called Wham, Rebop, Boom, Bam, which I actually looked up on YouTube, a jazz number which she did on a show called The Merv Griffin Show, which is very similar to the Don Lane type of show that we knew here in Australia.
Mm.
She was very busy choreographing for a number of years, as I've already said. Then in 1982, at the age of 39, out comes a song called Mickey. Now,
yes.
Mickey, oh, I did not know this, Pete, but Mickey is a rework of a Racy song. You remember the group Racy with Like
yep.
the Love of Me and Some Girls Will and Some Girls Don't?
Yeah.
That song, Mickey, was a rework of a Racy song called Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y, which I looked up, and it's almost the same word. So,
okay. I can't say that was released here in Australia as far as I know. If it did, it bombed anyway.
I do not remember it at all, Peter.
And, no, me neither.
So I looked it up on YouTube, and you'll see the connection to Mickey very quickly. where she did is she, of course, conceived the video, directed and choreographed everything, and, of course, as we know, it topped the charts, became gold almost instantly. The following year, 83, became platinum, USA, 2 million plus copies. A little bit of trivia in the clip, for the people who know the clip, she wears a uniform that was the very same uniform she wore in her cheerleading days in Las Vegas High.
So what? You're telling me 30 years later, 20 years later, she could still fit into that thing? Come on.
I wouldn't tell you a story, Pete. You should know that one, eh? Look, strange enough, she only ever did two albums. One was called Shopping from A to Z, which produced a number four US dance song called Over My Head, which is quite good. I've seen that on the clip. And an album called Tony. But she wasn't really all that much into the singing side of it. And Mickey, I guess, well, you call it a one-hit wonder, I guess, you know, a bit of a fluke. However, she, as I said earlier, she's not just a one-trick pony because she also had an acting career, Pete.
Oh, goodness me. Is there anything she can't do?
Well, there's nothing she can't do. That's absolutely correct. In 1964, that year when she did the Tammy film, she was, I think she played Frank Sinatra's girlfriend in a film called Robin and the Seven Hoods, and opposite as well were Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Falk and Dean Martin. I've heard of the film, but I've not seen it, so I'm going to chase it up and have a bit of a watch on YouTube with that one. Mm. I've never seen that one.
Certainly also, got some firepower in it as far as acting talent's concerned.
Well, that's the famous Rat Pack, isn't it? Sammy Davis Jr.,
the one.
Martin, Frank Sinatra. So, in 1969, she appeared in a film called Easy Rider opposite Peter Fonda and a very, very young Jack Nicholson.
Mm.
The following year, she ended up as Jack Nicholson's girlfriend in a film called Five Easy Pieces. I don't know how many people would remember, but there's a scene in that particular film where Jack Nicholson orders a certain, sort of a meal at a diner, but he doesn't want everything that's on the meal, and he has quite a scene arguing with the waitress about what he wants to eat and what he doesn't want to eat. It's a classic bit in that particular film called Five Easy Pieces. In 1964, I'll just pop back a moment, she was also in a film called Viva Las Vegas opposite Elvis Presley and Margaret. Now, there's a scene in that where he's singing Viva Las Vegas and there's a girl with a red dress. All you see is from the back view doing this terrific hip movements, Peter, which sort of make your heart jump a little bit. And that is
certainly would have back then anyway.
Yeah, back in 64, and that was Tony Basil.
Okay.
You don't actually see her. So you only see her from behind.
Mm.
But she's also been in TV shows like Laverne and Shirley. I think she was in an episode of Baywatch. And look, if anybody really wants to get a little bit more of a kick on about what Tony Basil's about, there's a couple of interviews on YouTube. The CBS Sunday Morning interview's particularly good. And there's also one by Molly Meldrum where he interviews her on Sunset Boulevard, which goes over quite well. So that's where I got some of this information from. But yeah. I haven't got much more to say about Tony Basil except, Pete Ingham, what an amazing career. I was so surprised when I did the research at all the things that she did that I didn't know. Of course, I knew Mickey, and that was about it, but all the acting and everything else I just didn't know. So quite a performer.
Well, you've certainly educated me. I just took her to be a one-hit wonder singer, and that was it. I had no idea about all that stuff. So thank you, Roman. You've broadened my education, and I hope our listeners as well.
Well, you're not the Lone Ranger, Pete, because I'm even more surprised than you, because I'm sort of into chasing up this sort of information, and I had no idea whatsoever. Mm. And you've got a song for us today, Pete, which I think just about everybody in the world heard.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, we shall catch you Wednesday. Roman, thank you for joining us this morning and looking forward to see what you got for us on Wednesday.
My pleasure. Bye all.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.